Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude? It's been a while since I've seen you. It's been so long. Just such work, a long
just,
time
just
since I've seen
lot,
you.
Just tough work. Strong working.
Strong working. Has it been busy?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's OST testing. So the kids are all testing and the elevators are down.
Always teeth testing?
OST testing.
Oh. Ohio, what did we have?
Standard testing.
We didn't have the OSTs. We had something else. Like proficiency test? That's what it was. Oh, geez, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Paper.
They take them online now?
Take them on the Chromebook.
Hmm.
And me being the Chromebook dude,
that's a scary world we live in.
In a fucking four-story building and no elevator because it's broke, I just get to schlep 10 or 15 Chromebooks in my...
That must be murder on you.
Side satchel. It's like fucking 80 pounds of fucking Chromebooks.
Yeah, man. Imagine if you drywalled.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, laid, like, sealed.
Yeah,
like
took a double of pizzas.
No, like...
Break my arm.
I never bitch about my job, if you noticed.
No, I'm just saying I'm bitching because it's something that's broke.
I'm just letting you know. I don't complain. The elevator... You said the elevator was scary. What do you mean?
No, I mean, you know, what is it called? Oh God! What's that? What's that phrase?
Empathy?
No, it's like something is bliss.
Ignorance?
No,
that's the phrase I believe. I don't know any other phrase that's like something is bliss.
Maybe it's that, but I didn't think it was ignorance.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if that applies to this situation. But you said that you mentioned that the elevator was scary. Thought the elevators didn't work. Your story's falling apart here.
The elevators at the fucking depot are different than the elevator in my building.
Oh, okay.
The elevator in my building is broke.
So you've been busy with OSTs. What else you been doing? Any cool projects? Anything? You been woodworking?
No.
Why not?
Because I just got done with a woodworking project.
It's a good woodworking project, too.
Yeah.
It didn't inspire you to do something else? Build another door for the basement or something like that?
What
I'll
door?
Help you build a door for the basement.
What door?
That'd be nice.
For what basement?
For your basement, dude.
What would I want in my basement?
No, I'm saying the door to go downstairs so you don't have to worry about falling down it or something like that. What if it's dark and you're getting a glass of water and, like, accidentally forget where you are?
And just to gaze down into the dark dungeon basement through a dungeon door?
No, you'd
that
be...
That would scare me.
You'd be saved by the dungeon door.
What, if someone broke in?
No, dude. Like, if you were going to fall from it, that would block you from falling.
What? That's why you think I should install a door, so if I fall, I can catch myself on a door?
Yeah. And you also don't have to look into that fucking shit-ass basement,
don't
you know?
Don't you think I'll fall through a door?
Maybe.
Even if I built it?
No, I don't. If you built it, I definitely think you're not going through it.
I could go through the door I built for you.
You built for me, bitch.
You know what I'm saying.
Barely.
Well,
I didn't
do the measurements, and they were fucked.
I almost did everything to that door. Come on now.
It was very much like, go ahead, little Padawan.
I even fucking was like, yo, like, I want to take the reins on this. You just got to be there so I can use your tools and not break them. That was my main concern.
And show you all the techniques.
Some techniques.
And get the far edges you can't reach because you're small.
Your table's set up in a really stupid spot.
It's not a stupid spot. It's against the wall.
Yeah, but if you push it out, then you could go around the whole entire thing.
Oh, my God, who would do that? That's weird.
You could move it out.
It's not a model train set.
It could be.
Ew.
You would love that.
No, I wouldn't.
Are you kidding me? Yes, you would.
I looked into HO gauge trains. They're expensive.
Oh, weird. You looked into it, but you said ew.
Because ew, they're so expensive.
Okay, but ooh, I would love them.
No.
Fuck off. You would. That's right up your alley. Painting many trees and shit. Like, ooh, it's autumn now.
The town is blossoming.
Just fucking you with powdered sugar. Like, it's snowing. It's December. Courtney, come look at it.
Like I put little treads from where the cars were going.
Little footprints because my little mini-me walked around today.
You wouldn't like that?
No, I never said I wouldn't, but you were the one who shit on it, dude.
Nah, I shit on the price of that hobby.
Yeah, it is way expensive. You were talking about that, I think, last week about your uncle having one, right?
Yeah.
And that's how you got into it, and your dad was like, fuck you.
Fuck that. That's like an $80 train. Like, no.
Yeah. You haven't been playing any games or anything cool? Conan, the Barbarian?
They all suck.
Yeah, Bob was really pumped on The Surge. He's like, no, it's tight, dude. He's like, it's good. But you didn't think so, huh?
I think it's I don't know. Something about like stress or anxiety from games and annoyance from games after I'm annoyed. I don't want any more.
When you get a little annoyed, you shut down. You're like the annoyance row. It's your kryptonite.
I'm not fit for this world.
A little beat of it and you're just fucking gone.
It takes a lot to like turn the train around.
Just fucking be like, ah, rolled off.
Speaking of hobbies.
Rolled off, yeah. My mini train.
You can't turn the train around on the tracks. You gotta go around the whole cycle. I have to go to bed.
Actually, that's not true. Usually they attach engines to both sides in case they have to go the other way.
Wow, I would never think that I would have the money for that.
You need another engine, dude. You need an engine of positivity to pull you back from your stress, dude.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I just need to keep dreaming about my transhumanist dreams.
That's what's getting you through life?
One day becoming a cyborg in a computer? Yeah.
We're probably not going to live that long.
I'm going to... Well, maybe.
Especially you and I.
Quantum computers?
Very unhealthy.
I'm thinking about going vegan.
Mm.
Yeah. I found out you can still have bread and noodles.
How?
It's shitty vegan bread and noodles.
Shitty bread and noodles. Have you ever had vegan
probably
cheese?
Very expensive.
And
yeah, the Daiya.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing ever.
It's gross.
They're like, yo, you want this pizza? I'm like, well, what's that? That doesn't look like pizza.
And it doesn't harden. It's scary.
Yeah, it turns into like a weird cream. It's awful. It's fucking terrible.
It's terrifying.
Vegan cheese is an atrocity to cheese.
I don't,
it's a slap in the face to fucking cows around this country.
I did listen to a certain vegan who said that he gets meatball subs that are vegan and they're good.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because, I mean, meatballs are mainly spices. You don't really taste a lot of the
beef.
If you
spice up a tofu,
I mean, like, I've had vegan burgers that are fine, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
even though vegan burger, I don't think it was vegan bread though. I've had vegan bread and it tastes like, you remember, have you ever been to a Catholic service?
What, a wafer cracker?
Yeah, it's kind of like the body of Christ.
Just a
very
whole bun
akin
of that.
To that. Yeah, two of them.
Mm.
Mm.
Like styrofoam bread.
Like vegan ketchup and shit like that. You're just like, this all is just kind of trash. Like if I'm going to go,
it's kind of pricey.
It's very pricey because it's fucking niche and it's in right now, and it's probably really expensive to make because it's all fucking like, well, this isn't real, so we have to fucking cross molecules and all this
zucchini
bullshit.
Noodles.
So are you actually going to become vegan?
No,
it helps a lot. Do you have like bad stomach issues or anything?
No,
because I heard that it helps out a lot with that. Obviously, weight loss is a huge thing.
I'm skinny as can be.
You are twig Tony is what I've been calling you lately.
My shirts beg me to gain weight.
I know they're like, they're dude, like fucking
flapping in the wind.
You're gonna fucking blow away. Looks like you're wearing a sail right now.
I do look like a sail.
It's because of the wind, though.
Yeah,
and the loose,
it's windy down here.
The loose clothes. But yeah, I don't think, I don't know. Vegan, I don't know.
Vegetarian would be okay.
Yeah. I think you just eat more fruits. I think that might help your
brain. That's all sugar.
Your brain, though.
I think veggies is what they would say.
No, fruits, veggies, and a tiny bit of meat. If you cut out carbs, remember when you were like, I can't eat Altoids? I'm like, why? You're like, 60 carbs a toid.
Yeah, I only get on those fucking, until I get depressed, then I stop.
Well, yeah, because what's the comfort? Bread and pasta.
Well, I just don't find much happiness in other stuff. Nothing really matches a delicious, awesome, dope meal.
That's very true.
It's weird.
Dope meals are good, man.
Yeah, like it's,
they call it comfort food for a reason. I mean, it makes your brain feel good.
It's crazy how good it can.
But it also makes you feel really depressed right afterwards. Have you noticed that? Like,
that's why I focus on something mind-numbing, like visually.
Oh,
and
so
auditorily.
You eat the meal, the happy meal.
Delicious while it's going in.
Yep. And
chugging
then,
in.
And then the sadness starts to kick in.
But then I go, turn on the Netflix.
Or I'm going to start playing this free game. I got, God damn it! And then back to bed.
And then I'm like, well, I'm just going to stew all night.
Now, if you had that positive engine I was talking about and just fucking turn that train around, bro.
I mean, that positive engine is probably the juice that I hit on all night.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That juice.
That juice makes me happy.
Yeah, Tony's been using steroids.
I've been juicing hard, dude.
Yeah, he says he's thin, but he's just a one solid muscle. That's why he's so angry all the time, too, now.
I just don't.
That's where the stress
like
comes from,
the
is
the world
steroids.
All that much. It's just a shitty word. It's just, ugh.
Do you ever go on hikes anymore? You
no,
still love that?
I do nothing.
We live right next to a really good trail.
Sure. I agree.
Why don't you go there? Take Daisy out?
I have no.
What? Put Paul on a leash?
No.
All right.
He'll slip out of it. He's all fat. It's all hair.
Take your headphones?
That's scary.
Why?
Dude, people that walk in the woods with headphones, what if you get gored by a deer? You wouldn't even hear it coming through the brush.
One, you're not going to get gored by a deer.
I saw a deer very close, and I thought he might attack.
One ran at me when I was on the cell phone outside of a friend's house one time and ran right by me. Didn't want to fuck with me. He was like, I want to live too. Maybe you could blow
Dude,
up.
I fucking interrupt his mating. Forget it.
Well, what are you doing? Singing Radiohead while you listen to
it? No, but I'll probably be like snapping a little tune, a little.
Oh, God. What is that?
It was just a tune.
It's not a good tune. Just I figured it'd
tune.
Be something like fucking, like yeah, Radiohead.
I know. I didn't think of it. That's not a tune, humming a tune. There you go.
Oh, God, I'm there!
Well, I'll teach you what humming
he's
is later.
Goring me alive!
Or someone comes up from behind me and startles me.
I mean, that probably will happen.
Oh, my God. Dude, if a hiker comes up in my perif, I'll think it's...
The deer?
Something bad.
The deer trying to kill you?
Or like the creature from the village or something.
Well, the creature from the village, as you know, wasn't a creature.
But still.
Spoilers.
No
Did
one
you rewatch
knew.
That?
No one knew. No, I just know it.
Oh. Wow, that sticks with you, doesn't it?
It's got a lot of spikes on the back of it.
Well, then the end of it's like, it's a highway.
And I was like, you guys never heard a fucking horn. Well, yeah. Not one horn.
Yeah, anything. Even Nothing. The fucking blind girl.
No,
like she
or
has
one helicopter for the traffic.
Sweet
yeah.
hearing, probably, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just yeah, whatever.
I just want you to be happy, dude. I want you to be happy.
There's
I
just
think-
a lot of stuff that's on hold that I wish would just progress and, you know, just... Then, again, hope for the future. It's a tough thing. It's dangerous.
That might even be worse for you.
It's scary.
I don't know if hope's in your wheelhouse.
I don't...
We need to attach a hope engine.
Hope.
A hope
An
engine.
An anti-hope engine.
To that positive engine, and we'll get you going, dude. We'll get you going, don't
we
you
We can't
worry.
All be like you.
Dude, you know what? I just try to fucking roll with the punches and go with it.
Sweet, simple, sweet baby.
Oh, man, I just don't think about the fucking coming of death as much as you do. And I just try to get things that I like and do things that I like and just have a good time while I'm awake.
To numb the fucking aching howls of eternity that bellow within you.
I guess I'm really good at numbing those aching howls.
I think you are better than me. I'm it's like I'm envious.
Yeah.
I'm envious of generally just, happy people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's just easy. You know, just a lot of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a lot of booze. I've been trying to get a little bit off that because your boy got chubby over the winter, dude. Shirts, oh my shirts are screaming at me to take them off so they don't rip. You
I
know?
Told you my calves are having trouble in the jeans.
No, you're thin now. Remember?
Well, yeah.
God, Theater of the Duh. Mind, you're blowing it. You're ruining our show.
They know what the picture of me is.
It's yeah, from fucking 2012 when we took that. That's never changing.
That's never changed.
We're just fucking. You're getting skinnier. I'm getting fatter. You're losing weight. I'm finding
it. Your lies are just. Just soaking themselves into this show.
You're crazy. All I have is
You're
true.
No fatter than you were.
No, dude. I gained a solid fucking 20.
Yeah, but that's all in the right areas.
Is the stomach usually the right area to gain weight?
Looks good.
Not your penis gained 20 pounds? Wow, look at that. That thing's like a sledgehammer now.
Wow, your pecs and shoulders look strong.
Jesus Christ. Like all that fat just went up top? Never seen that happen before.
I think.
Look. No, it's like the stomach grows, the ass grows. I turn into this weird fucking S. I look like, have you ever seen a little person, how they have usually a bigger bottom and then their stomach is kind of outward because nothing's proportional? That's what I'm turning into.
Was it in the mask? When he spits out his stomach and his ass from his clothes.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it is, dude. Fat doesn't go anywhere cool for dudes.
Mm-mm. I've well distributed it because I've had it for 20 years plus.
What, did you will it to go places?
No, I just kind of told it, shake down into the limbs, get out of here.
Is that how you just wake up? Come on.
Well, it's been there so long that it's why don't we try to get a little smoothness going?
It's like squeezing a tube of toothpaste. You're just move it up and over.
I grab it. I push from titty to arm, and it squeezes it up.
Right out. Right into it, and you look fucking sick as hell. So, Star Wars Celebration's going on right now, Tony. Are you angry that you're not? It's like they're Comic-Con.
Oh.
Yeah. You never heard of Star Wars Celebration? Uh-uh. Huh. Where, they said that the Disney streaming platform comes November 16th, I think.
Yeah.
$6.99.
I know.
That ain't bad.
No.
That ain't bad.
And there's a lot of shit.
There's a ton of shit.
And you're getting a fucking bunch of original stuff.
Yes, you are. You're getting a live-action Star Wars show that I believe is headed by Jon Favreau. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. And all the fucking old content.
You get a Hawk. You get a Falcon show and something else.
You get, it's Scarlet Witch and Vision, I think, and then you get Loki, and then there's two more that they greenlit that I can't remember, and then the new Star Wars show live action, and I can't, and then, that's the only stuff that I've really read about, but they released the new trailer for Episode 9, dude. What was it called? Rise of the Skywalkers?
Yeah, Skywalkers Rising.
Something like that. Dude, that trailer looked tight as fuck.
It was pretty cool, dude. There's a lot of...
She fucking parkoured over a fucking TIE fighter. That was sick.
I was how did you time that, bitch?
Dude, you see
from
it
from behind.
You see it on YouTube all day. What do you mean?
Oh yeah, jumping cars.
Yeah, people do that all the time. She's a Jedi.
The TIE fighter was like fucking 14 feet in the
and
air,
and she's a Jedi. No, it wasn't.
She
was
never
on,
trained.
It was
in
ground
any
level.
Way.
Ground level.
Yeah, it was
ground
cool.
And she was by
she's
Luke.
She's probably gonna slice it, and then it crashes. Then he gets out, and then they fight
by Luke. She was trained in the last movie. Do
barely,
you remember?
He was bitchy the whole time, mm-hmm. and then disappeared.
She had to understand the Force, dude. Now she does.
But I feel like he just did a couple, like, stick smackings.
Nah, man. Like, she was, like, sitting there cutting...
How long do you think she was with them?
Cutting rocks. They never really give you a timeline because,
if
like...
If it was years, then okay.
The whole chase scene of the movie, like, seemed like it took place within, like, 2 days. But, like, she seemed gone for, like, months.
She also was told that she wouldn't be just moving rocks. But then what did she do?
Move some rocks.
Move the fucking rocks.
Yeah, that's called foreshadowing.
And then he probably says, like, you know, no one's really ever gone, but they're probably all really gone.
Well, did you hear the laughing at the end?
Yeah, that's the Emperor.
Dude, that's what I think.
I don't think it's Snoke.
Well, actually, I kind of... Okay, so this is weird. So, you know the whole... When Force Awakens comes out, we're all stoked on Kylo Ren, because we're like, holy shit, it's fucking new Darth Vader.
Welding his helmet back together.
And then you get the fucking... The second movie, and he's like, fuck the helmet, I'm zipper face. And then fucking you get to this third movie, and J.J. Abrams is like, alright, build the shit that I fucking made, and this dude tore down all of it. So it might be Snoke at the end of it.
Yeah.
Because everyone was kind of like, what the fuck,
it's just half a body.
Like, what? Yeah, I mean...
Maul made it.
Yep, and his hand, I think, was one of the things that left.
Get a couple of those, bada bing, bada bing. Vader had it pretty bad, you know?
Like, yeah. The Emperor got thrown around that tube, and no idea where that goes. Have you ever seen that Robot Chicken where that... janitor's sweeping and Darth Maul's fucking two body parts come down there, and at the end of the episode the Emperor comes down there.
That's
funny. He's like, god damn it,
that's funny.
It's good shit. But yeah, I think that it's either Emperor or Snoke, I think. And but yeah, it does seem like JJ is like really retconning it. And the one was called The Last Jedi, this one's called The Rise of the Skywalkers. Like, they're not fucking, this dude did a lot. Okay,
Last Jedi, now the Jedi's getting even better.
Yeah.
Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, him flying the Falcon, that was sick as hell. I don't know, like, C-3PO was flying through the air and shit on a ship and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it looked like there was, like, some sort of, I don't know, it's the last movie.
Well, I mean,
besides, like, side stories?
No, I think they'll probably continue saga stories, because they just, I mean, they recasted the whole thing.
Jesus.
Think about it.
10, 11, 12?
Yeah, for sure, and then, like, Rey will pass the torch on to another one, and that will keep going, I feel like, until they want to reboot the entire universe when they get, like, 20.
Jesus.
Or 18, that'd be
Yeah, I mean, I guess you don't kill 21. A cash cow.
Definitely not. But yeah, they're still going to do the Star Wars stories, I think, intermittently. Obviously not as much, because when they pumped out Solo like 4 months after Last Jedi, and everyone was like, the fuck is this? And they were like, okay, our bad. Which was weird. It was like Jedi, Solo, and then they're like, all right, and then we're going to take some time off to do this movie. It's like, why not release Solo at Christmas? I don't understand why they didn't. Strange, dude.
Stupid idiots.
Have you seen the teasers for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order?
No.
You heard about this at all?
Mm-mm.
So EA was supposedly losing their rights to Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
So EA didn't lose their rights to Star Wars and they're creating a new game. But
I can't wait for these loot boxes.
So, oh, well, Tony, surprise, surprise, motherfucker.
Show me what you know.
I know some shit, dude. So it's not a Battlefront game. It's not a first-person shooter game. It is a kind of Force Unleashed type thing. You are a Padawan that survived Order 66, and you have to go back and kill motherfuckers.
I was a youngling?
Padawan, I don't think a youngling, because fucking if we all remember Revenge of the Sith, he takes all those cats
Weren't
out.
Weren't the younglings considered Padawans? Like, that's why they were so young? Like,
I don't
Anakin was too old to start?
No, I believe that
you
they...
get Padawan
I
later.
Think Padawan is like when you're shadowing one Jedi, not being trained by Yoda, like in a camp.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Now they're just like
that was
going
like,
through basic.
That was like class.
Yeah.
You know, and
the,
Dude, you had a teacher.
That's the way to kill them, too. Get them in a classroom and just...
Then you had, like, the fucking shadowing of, like, you know, your mentor. You had your mentor, your Qui-Gon.
Wonder who picks who.
What do you mean?
Yoda tells people to... Yeah, you get little Timmy. Qui-Gon.
Oh, okay.
Or, yeah.
Or maybe...
Or they pick their... I want that youngling.
Well, it has to be okayed by the council, because in Phantom Menace, which I just watched, which we'll get into, he says, he's like, I want to train Anakin, and he has to ask the council
like, no,
if he
you
can.
Dirty bum.
So maybe, I don't know, because like it seemed more like they had a formality to it before. This one he just like found out on the streets and was like, hey, this little street rat will do. I think he's the prophecy. Like,
well, once I took my Metachlorian calculator out, oh boy, it went right to fucking
more,
infinite zeros.
More than you, Yoda. Like, who knew? And midichlorians.
Yeah, and Yoda's like, I don't think he's good. Throw him back to the desert.
Yeah, fear was fucking making his fate unknown, dude.
Wow.
All right, so
clouded it.
The Fallen Order looks. I haven't seen anything for it. The trailer drops tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm stoked because that sounds like a new type of like Force Unleashed type thing with better graphics and hopefully, God, EA, just good gameplay.
I hope it's a RPG.
Just for goddamn once, good gameplay. I don't care if it's level based like how Force Unleashed was. Like kind of open worldy, like Dishonored. Like you have levels, but you can explore a lot of the realm.
I mean, you get new powers.
Yeah, a lot. Well, and hopefully you can bring down a Star Destroyer like in fucking Force Unleashed.
Or maybe
that
2
was fucking sick. Or a Death Star. Boom.
Wow.
Dreadnought. What are they called? Dreadnought?
Dreadnought?
Yeah, a Dreadnought. Even though the first order
or what is
in
the other one? Star Killer Base.
Yeah,
whole planet.
All of it.
Throw a planet into a sun.
So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that trailer tomorrow, which will be yesterday. So if you haven't seen it or heard of it, go check out both those trailers. Do you have any other news or cool things you've seen, dude?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
Who is this?
What are you talking about?
Doing some research while I pooped.
Maybe.
Maybe I did.
I did 50 minutes of research.
Returns as the Emperor in Star Wars 9.
Great. Well,
but that could be a flashback. Who knows?
From who? Leia?
Did you see her in the trailer?
I did.
That was tight too, man.
She's dying, dude. She probably says bye to Rey. That's why she's crying.
I think she was dead before they filmed that, bro.
No, I meant like in the films, they should probably put her to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. It's a lot of CGI.
It is. And yeah, fucking Rogue One didn't look too great with her, even younged up.
Okay. I also watched. Why do I have the word silence written?
Oh, God. It's because that's the movie of the week next week.
Oh.
Move on.
I'm sorry, dude. You know, I'm all scatterbrained because, you know, I'm dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I watched a 50 minute.
Hold on. Wait, is this news?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is news.
All right. Hit me with your news, Tone.
I watched a 50-minute Game of Thrones recap video.
You sent me a 30-minute one. I
nope.
told you I wanted a
it's
long 50 one.
50-minute.
I'm looking it up right
just
now.
Just look you with your eyes.
I did, dude. Hold
did on. You, though?
Gotta get
God
past
damn.
It. I gotta go through all our bitching real quick to get to the
yeah,
trailer.
Scroll back to when we were friends.
hang on. There's the trailer.
Oh, my God!
Man, LaLorna looks scary as hell. Oh, it is 52 minutes. Sick. Thanks for sending
it
to me.
I watched every bit of it, and it is an awesome recap.
Good.
If you guys want to watch it,
I'll give you the title right now.
Yeah,
hang on a second.
It's a very good recap of all 7 seasons.
The complete capitalized Game of Thrones recap, and then that weird line that's not like anything. Cram it.
Cram it.
That's what it is. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be watching Sunday at fucking 7 p.m.
And then. I kind of looked into it. I think that the HBO Go or the Now, whichever it is.
Yeah, Go.
It should stream almost instantly.
All right, yeah. I thought that, like, I kind of remembered it, like, going on at, like, 9:03.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good, too.
And then I also watched a video of what people think the mountain has become. Because I don't remember this detail that someone gave his head as, like, to Dorne as, like, a fucking... almost like a present.
Well, I remember him getting, like, fucking frankenfucked back to life.
He got frankenfucked back to life, but you never see... You just see, like, these fucked up, like, blue dead eyes under his helmet.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess there's a scene where someone gave his fucking human head to Dorne as a present. As, like, a, sorry we killed the Viper, but here's the head of the dude who did it.
Okay.
He's still alive, though, after that fucking transfer. After that gift was given, the mountain's still wandering around. So there's, like... There's theory that his head was straight up just taken off.
And he doesn't have
and
one?
And the fucking...
they gave him a new head?
The
is
maester,
he the Viper?
The maester just fucking popped another one on. And
the Viper's head?
Pure fucking zombie.
Yeah.
Which means also, dude, if the fucking Night King sees him, he could just turn him.
Yeah, he's a walker. Because he's the undead
yeah.
already. That's cool.
Yeah.
I dig that.
That's one of the theories I heard.
Oh my God, dude. I work with somebody and they talk about Game of Thrones a lot and they'll be like, oh man, I read this theory and this theory. Wouldn't it be cool if this and this, but it's all theories that like they read and shit like that. I was like, man, that's like not as fun. Like you making it up. I'm not saying that's what you did, but I'm just saying that
I didn't make it up. I read it somewhere, then told it to you. So it's as shitty as your guy at work.
I guess you're right. I hate you.
I mean, you gave a reference to someone else to shit on me personally in the room.
That was weird.
weird, dude.
That's
it's like it's like passive.
I didn't know. I don't even get like why I did that. Just
it's crazy. It's like someone spit on my face, but didn't.
Yeah. No, that is a neat fact because you're basing it on something that happened in the show that people forget. That's cool.
Yeah, no, that's not like a theory of like behind the scenes. It's not a theory of like
not just some bullshit that's just like, oh man, what if fucking blah 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 and blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
What if the Viper's eyes weren't really hurt and he's still alive? Like, you know, there's no proof to prove that.
Yeah,
but the fucking mountain doesn't have a head. There's proof of that.
I wonder when that happened because I don't remember that.
I don't remember it.
And you've seen it like three times
through.
And it
shows a clip of like a fucking gift being given to Dorne. And I was like, what?
That'd be funny if like someone just fucked up and that wasn't his head. That was somebody else's.
There was another gift like
and
of something
like,
else.
They're like, no, the mountain still has the same head. He's just fucking, you know, all dumb and zombie now.
God damn. Don't let me know if I'm wrong. I don't
idiots.
Care enough.
They won't anyways. Tweet us at I Can't Read.
Yeah.
Anywho, I don't have any more news. Do you?
Mm-mm.
Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched The Phantom Menace. A little foreshadowing to that earlier. I bought the whole saga on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Solid 26 bones. But yeah, no, there's a lot of rough stuff.
Yeah.
On Blu-ray, you can see a lot of rough stuff too. Like the CGI, yeah. I was like, dang, like when it was all like gritty and kind of crappy looking and dark, like wasn't as bad, but now everything looks just smooth and 2D.
Yeah.
Like it looks very like.
How's Jar Jar?
Do you mean the character? Well, no, he's always been awful. The look. There's parts that it looks really good. There's parts that look amazing in that movie, and there's other parts that were just like, fuck, I hate doing CGI. I'm just going to half-ass this. A lot of the backgrounds look weird.
Yeah. Is there a term for when live people engage with CGI? I don't know if there's a term for that, but that looked shitty in that movie, I always thought.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I got what you're
like
saying.
Like when they duck under his ears when he spins and shit. I'm like, it doesn't look like the same skin color or the lighting
right, yeah.
as the other people.
There are a lot of times when they're on Coruscant now and like the whole planet CGI, you're like, wow, whatever lighting they use does not match whatever they're trying to do
it's
here.
It's strange.
But I don't know. I go back and forth to where I'm like, God, I hate the prequels, but I still have like an affinity for Phantom Menace. Just, I think I saw it like when I was obviously in theaters, 1999. Mm-hmm. You were what, 14?
Yeah, I went to see it in high school.
I think
freshman
I was
year.
12. And I really enjoyed it. It spoke to me. But, like, there's parts that hold up so hardcore. Pod racing, the fucking...
Duel of Fates.
Duel of Fates at the end. That's sick as hell. Like, even, like, the stuff, like, coming up to it is, like, pretty neat. Seeing Darth Maul anytime is rad.
Yep.
And understanding more so of what's happening is better. Like, I understand the Trade Federation, the routes and all that. As a kid, I was like, what the fuck is that? This is very convoluted.
Why are these guys doing that?
But I really enjoyed it. So I give it, like, a... 7.5.
I like the space battle when he goes into the Federation ship. You know, I like it because he cuts down droids when he's sliding. It just chops them in half.
I'm trying
like
to
little
think
twigs.
When you're
he slides his ship and it's
oh,
in the fucking.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to boost it.
Yeah. That is neat. And that's like, during the Duel of the Fates.
I don't know. There's two references of like, oh man, I need to fucking like kickstart my fucking starship in that movie.
Yeah.
With this pod racer and
the pod
with
racer, yeah, about to say. Because, the engine fails and he has to distribute the power to both to fucking jumpstart it while he's going. That's so sick.
Dude, and then
I think the
Nubian ships look awesome.
The sounds of it are amazing, too. I remember someone saying that, like, it's weird that the ships look way more advanced than they do now. I was like, well, think about it. Like, they had all this time as a republic to get everyone on the same page.
Yeah.
I was like, and then in the new ones... The rebels are like fucking scotch tape and fucking bullshit together to try to fight them. Like, they're on bases that no one goes to those planets because
they're using old tech that's available.
Old dead tech because they're on these old planets that no one goes to that's outside of the fucking Republic and shit. I was like, it makes perfect sense, actually. And they're like, oh, yeah, but I still don't like how shiny it looks. I was like, it makes perfect sense.
It's, a new Corinthian cruiser versus one during fucking the rebel assault. Is going to look way different.
Yeah, and I was like, if you look at fucking like how shiny and awesome everything is in the fucking Death Star or any ship, like it all looks dope and huge and rad.
Yeah. I guess they could say like there seemed to be better improvements with fucking like a cooler lightsaber was in the prequel.
Oh, the
so
double-sided,
what?
Yeah.
Like that was just like they wanted to put flair on it and it's doable. You would just literally weld two together. And that's what it...
A weld?
You know, weld them together.
That's what they did.
What do you think they would do?
They made one fucking...
Fuse them?
No, they just made one long tube with two kyber crystals on each end. Duh.
I bet you the prototype was welded.
You mean the actual lights, like the prop? Then what? Yes, you're probably right. I'm saying, like, in the universe, they didn't...
Oh, in the universe. No, I'm saying in the prototyping, like, when someone was, like, designing it.
Yeah.
I bet they're like, wait.
What if?
Put them together. My God. Don, come look at this! And he does two of them together like that, and he goes, like, two dicks docking. Weld this shit real quick. Let's see if it works.
And then the welding cut through the Kyber crystal, and they both died.
And then, you know, some sort of Zen Buddhist came in and, like, floated the crystals in, and... I like when you see Jedi putting together lightsabers.
So sick.
Piece by piece.
I really wish that would happen more often in movies.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all the fucking extra shit. What else you see? Or what have you seen?
What? I saw RoboCop, the newish one.
The newish.
It's got... I like Sam Jackson's radio, like, host parts.
Yeah, it's cool. He's the I'd buy a dollar type dude. But no, he's like the fucking Rush Limbaugh of, like, that one.
Yeah, no.
He's like, the fear is in this, motherfuckers.
Yeah, he's a very, like... Get robots on these streets. Let's see what the other opponent has to say.
Yeah.
And then he, like, throws them away. He's like, all right, goodbye.
Yeah. He is good. I like that type of thing because it was very akin to the first one.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of, I don't know, that, like...
What was it? It was rhetoric.
Yeah, the rhetoric. Yeah, exactly. What else did you like about it?
Not a ton. I didn't hate anything on it, like,
the first
much.
Time you see him in the silver costume, I was like, that looks so sick.
The silver was great.
I don't understand why they had to make
it. I know.
That Michael Keaton line, let me see it in black. I was like, fuck you, Keaton.
I was like, Keaton, calm down. God. Keep it bright silver and let it get beat up a little. That's
that
dope.
Bummed me out, man. Because the weird visor, how it kind of goes down to his nose, I think looks stupid as hell. Like, that RoboCop costume, the original, is absolutely perfect.
Yeah. It's fantastic. It's got a fucking, like...
so sick.
Like a big toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. I don't know, man. Like, yeah, like, it takes away some of the flair from the fucking gun in the holster for no reason. He looks great when he's being hung up as just the body.
They show the body, the lungs, the heart.
And I was
That's
like,
sick.
Dang, you're nothing, bro. I would say, like, throw me in a vat of acid. Like, get rid of this.
Yeah, we don't need any of this. Jackie Earl Haley is all right in it, but, like, not...
That's the main dude?
What?
Who's that?
Oh, that's the dude that in Watchmen. He played Rorschach. He's
Yeah. Yeah, he's funny. Dude, it's funny, though. He fights him, like, twice.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time they're kind of, like, training, and he's like something like... He makes a comment about, like, I'll shoot you in the fucking head if I want. You'll feel that. Like, that'll kill you.
Yeah.
And I was like, he knows that, but yet he can't fucking... I don't know. It's weird. Like, yeah, like, you could shoot that dude in his face.
Yeah. Well, more than likely, you think that there's some type of protection with the mask.
I would hope, but yeah.
But I guess if he got shot in the mouth, that's pretty exposed.
Or he could cut his fucking hand off. Like, it's...
Oh, my tooth. Son of a bitch.
You kicked me in the fucking tooth.
Oh, God. It still hurts. Why do I have pain receptors?
Yeah, why do I still have the receptors on the mouth?
God, why didn't they make a mouth guard?
Yeah.
Which
just was, him like crying and bleeding out of the mouth.
That'd be a good robot chicken. But it is weird, like, that score isn't used at all,
and they have the rights to it because they play it at the end, but not when they should, not during epic. I also don't like the bike versus the fucking dope ass like car.
Yeah, well, it was like a Crown Vic, wasn't it?
No, it was a fucking Beretta. It looked like an old like Chevy Corsica.
Okay, I thought it was a Crown Vic in the okay.
It was a lighter car than a Crown Vic. That's right. Why it was cool. It was kind of a small car, four-door car, but like very midsize. And I thought it was so cool. I'm like, damn, dude, that's dope. My dad's like, yeah, they just took the rims off it and painted it black. I was like, what?
Oh, my God, I love it.
He's like, yeah, it just doesn't have hubcaps. I was like, whoa.
It's a first-generation Ford Taurus.
Taurus, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
The inclusion of the Taurus almost didn't happen.
Wow. Dude, there's all kinds of, like, ridiculous cars with plastic on them in that movie, and they have that fucking rail gun the main dude has. It shoots him.
RoboCop was supposed to drive a specially designed police car dubbed the Robomobile, or the Turbo Car.
Fuck.
Which featured all sorts of futuristic gear. Wow.
Oil spills. Tax.
Yeah, the Ford Taurus was a good call on it. And just the fact that he was driving in an actual police car, that made
he
it even tighter.
He just hopped in, used it like they do,
Although,
and fucking pulled up.
He weighed like fucking 2 tons.
It should have been dragging the muffler.
Like, remember when like Gilbert Grape's mom gets into the car?
Yep.
That's how it should have been with RoboCop.
It sits to the side, and his partner rolls over onto his lap like, God damn it, Robo! He's like, buckle up.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
Punk. What do you give the new RoboCop?
like a 6 out of 10.
I'm about to say, like, it's like, not, it's decent enough.
I see a giant Ed 209 that has nothing to do with the original. Like,
such a bummer.
It's such a bummer. I'm like, I get it. Like, they're like, we can cleanse the streets with our fucking walking tanks.
Was that PG-13?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that was the other thing that I was like, damn it.
Why?
They took, like, one of the dopest movies ever, and, like, that was rated R for a reason, and then made it PG-13 because they felt like it would be, I don't know, more well-accepted by a younger generation.
I think they thought they were going to sell more tickets, but the dumb thing is they didn't release toys the way the original one did with rated R rating.
Yeah.
I had RoboCop toys and shit when I was a kid.
But I will say this. I don't think they did the toy line because that movie fucking bombed.
Yeah.
No one.
If they would have gone hard R and like fucking like, I don't know. It's like getting like a Todd McFarlane like figure. Like they could have made sick fucking RoboCop toys with it.
I just like
to sell in conjunction comics.
I'm happy to hear that they're remaking like, or not remaking, but like retconning a second RoboCop after the first one.
Yeah.
Like the 1987 RoboCop. They're doing that now. Like that's cool and shit. But like a remake with that, like, almost, like, not shot for shot, obviously. You could change some shit, but, like, it's, I don't know. RoboCop stands alone so good.
You know who
so
I think would be good if they were going to have to do it?
Mm. Peter Weller?
No, Neil Blomkamp.
What's he in?
He was District 9 in Elysium.
As fucking RoboCop?
No. As the director for a new RoboCop.
Oh, my bad.
If you had to redo a RoboCop, I would choose Neil Blomkamp.
Who's doing the new one?
I have no clue. I'm just saying, like, as a sci-fi director, he would do it justice.
Yeah.
Who else? Like, I guess Ridley Scott, if he wanted to take 8 years out of his life and do it. That's how long it takes him.
The fucking, I feel like the dude, Tim Miller, the guy that did Deadpool, would be really good.
That's silly.
No, but, like, he can get that fucking, like, that, like, satire and shit like that, like, really well into it. Not the comedy aspect, because he's obviously an awesome action director.
What else did he do?
And he, well, I'm just saying, I mean, hang on, let me check.
Oh. I thought you had other references.
Love, Death, and Robots. He did that.
He did?
He did some of it, yeah. But there was those are directed by, like, different
what?
Ones. Each one.
Oh, those aren't the same studio?
No. Well, I don't even know about studio.
Could you imagine if the same
director.
Studio could do all that?
But I'm just saying, like, Tim Miller, I feel like, with Deadpool, like, he kept close to the source material, brought that to life well and shit like that. Then again, that could be writing. But, like, the action scenes were sick as hell. And I feel like he has a cool satire that he could influence that into that movie. Because that was one of the neat things about RoboCop is that it was, like, funny in a lot of spots. When was the last time you saw the original RoboCop?
It is funny. Yeah, because there's all kinds of...
I can let you borrow it, dude.
Yeah, I guess... Well, no, because I would say... I would argue that Neil Blomkamp can make a funny sci-fi film as well with Chappie. Chappie was funny, not Diane-ward.
Chappie wasn't that good.
Jesus Christ.
Did you love Chappie?
I think Chappie's pretty cool.
It's good. It's not
Australian fucking.
It's not that amazing.
Letting what's his face?
Aren't they South African?
I thought he was. That was an Australian accent. I thought it was like actually who he is.
No, I think
what the fuck actor am I thinking of?
Oh, from
Wolverine.
What?
He was in that.
Oh, fucking! Hang on a second.
You don't know his name either, do you?
Oh, Hugh Jackman. Yeah, we both got it. Nice, dude. No, he has an Australian accent, yeah, but like Charlto Copley or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he's South African.
Yeah, and so is Diane
Ward. Or he's from like...
he's South African.
New Zealand.
No, South African for sure. Johannesburg.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But
right,
yeah,
bro.
I mean, yeah, that dude does do good sci-fi and shit like that. I'll give you that. But
and if... His Oates studio would get their shit together.
James
they have
Cameron.
So many cool.
That's
shut
who
up.
I'm going with. Fuck avatars. Make RoboCops.
What did James Cameron do?
T2, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, he had his time with the greatest
eat
sci-fi.
Eat some robot dick on that one.
What do you mean, eat it? Why am I eating it?
Because I'm right and you're wrong.
What do you mean, wrong? I said, isn't he the director?
I'm saying,
it is.
No, I'm
moron.
Just saying he's a better choice.
He's your choice now?
Yeah, James Cameron.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you've now switched.
Bring him back. It's
what about Abrams?
JJ,
could he do rated R?
I don't know. I don't know. You know who would be dope? Fucking James Gunn. He would be sick.
That'd
at,
be fun.
That would be cool.
That'd be hey, you hear it out there?
Because Super
be cool.
Super was dark, and still was kind of funny, but it's more dark and fucked up than it is.
It's
I
more
can't
fucked up.
Wait for Brightburn
because it is fucked up.
Yeah, it is. All right, what else you see?
I also saw Pineapple Express.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's a funny one, dude. very quotable, very funny. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think James Franco is just a delight.
He is. He's
and good. Amber Heard is in that movie as like a 15-year-old, mm-hmm. his girlfriend.
Yes.
And I thought that was really funny. I like when the dad is like, get the fuck out of my car. How'd you even think that was an option? He's yeah. like, yeah, now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, okay. Cool. Like, he's just in there with him like, let's go.
I remember when it came out, I was like, this is so, it felt so, like, I loved it, but like, I was like, this, like, the way things happened didn't feel organic at all. Just like, wouldn't it be funny if this happened or this yeah. happened? So like, that a part of me sticks with that, but like, how that movie is as a whole, though, is just way good.
It's weird. It's like an alternate universe to where like, there was no repercussion for any action. Mm-hmm. Nothing was solved. Mm-hmm. All they did was killed a couple people and smoked, fucked over a bunch of cops.
Smoked a lot of weed
and like became friends.
Your eyes are redder than the devil's lettuce. The devil's dick. Yeah.
She's like, those boys.
Wait, is it you've been smoking the devil's lettuce? Was that one of them?
I think that might have been one of them, but she says like, those young boys' eyes are redder than the devil's dick.
Yeah.
You busted. That's I got a... you. Ooh, big sexy in here with that.
She was good in it.
She's funny.
What do you give it?
That's like, 8.5. That's a really fun, like,
it sticks with you.
Chill and watch.
Sticks with you. I watched The Trust.
What's The Trust?
Elijah Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking your boy.
Could be anyone. I love so many dudes.
Nick Cage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So they play two cops and they and like Nick Cage finds out about a safe that he can rob and yeah. then they go on from that. It's super weird. It got like a way low rating on like IMDb. It's I think yeah. like a 5.6. I loved it. I give it like
the
an
trust.
8. Yeah, it's tight. It's on Netflix. It's way good. I don't want to give anything away.
Oh, it is.
What?
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. But I don't want to give anything away about it because like I felt like it was really good. It's not like amazing or anything, but like 7.5, 8, like around that realm.
Okay.
Definitely watchable. Yeah, you should check it out. I think you'd dig it a lot.
I wrote it down.
Because like the comedy in it is subtle and weird, and yeah. Nick Cage is awesome.
Okay, cool.
And so is actually fucking Elijah Wood. He kills it too.
Elijah's a cool dude.
I think once you start watching this movie, you're like, wait, what the fuck? I saw the trailer, like a little bit of it, and I was like, play. I was like, this looks cool. I'm into this. Yeah, but I dug it.
Who would you like to hang out with if you could, like an actor or an actress?
Elijah Wood or Nick Cage?
No, I'm saying just in general.
Oh, God, I don't know, man.
You have someone that you like.
Kevin Smith.
Think you'd want to kick it with, Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
I tell Courtney a lot, like, whenever I see him, she's like, oh, there's your boy. Because whenever Shia LaBeouf comes on screen, I'm like, I think I'd hang out with him and have fun.
I think he's too, like, eccentric and weird and shitty.
I think he'd be fun.
Everything, he might be, but everything that, like, seen from him after that, he seems like, oh, no, I'm an actor's actor. Like, fuck you. Like, I'm not famous. Like, that weird shit. I don't know.
I think he's above Hollywood, which is kind of cool.
Ryan Reynolds would be nice. Chris Evans would be cool. Any Marvel superhero, really?
Anyone from the MCU you want to kick in?
Hugo Weaving would be scary, I think.
Yeah. God, I don't think any of the old actors. I wouldn't like hang out with like Pacino or fucking De Niro.
No, they're way too cool for us.
They wouldn't do anything. They're old as fuck. They'd literally be like, dude, it's nap time.
Yeah.
I played Mahjong. I'm going to nap.
Where's my fucking pudding?
Like, goddamn, I need that pudding.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that... I don't know, like even like Chris Pratt, like those dudes all seem like you always see them like going to fucking dying kids a lot and hanging out, dressing up. You know, they seem like good people.
Oh, you'd like to tag along to the dying kid ward?
No, I'd catch them afterwards.
You'd be like, meet me at the skate park, yeah, you old like, son of a bitch.
How was that fucking dying kid, dude?
Dude, you get us some mocha frappos.
Did he
cool.
die? Huh?
I think Elijah'd be cool.
Yeah,
he
would.
Does a ton of cool shit.
Yeah, fucking that Tron Legacy shit.
Yeah.
You fucking loved.
Oh God, I was.
It
all
was
over
tight
it.
Though. It was. It, I can't dude. Believe they took that off Netflix. I went and searched for that the other day. Yeah. And I was like, fucker.
Uprising, man, it's fucking tight.
Uprising.
It'll
Legacy,
be on the Disney Network.
Legacy was on. Legacy was the movie.
The movie.
Okay, right on. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm really stoked. Are you going to get it?
Yeah.
Disney.
Well, yeah, yeah, we're getting it.
All right, cool. Can you share it with me?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'll give you HBO Go.
Scored it.
But you got to make with the Disney first. You know what I'm saying?
In November, I'll get it?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
the fuck?
I'll let you know what's coming out.
Why you do this? Why you?
Well, if Disney would get on their shit, bro, you'd have HBO Go way quicker. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Son of a bitch,
reason,
Disney.
Another reason to be a mopey pile of shit.
Did you check out Seven Deadly Sins yet?
No.
Okay, so I told you to check. I was like, Dwayne said to check this out. I looked at the trailer and I was like, damn, this looks like hardcore little kid anime. He's like, I watched the full first season in a sitting. And I was like, damn, that sounds intense.
Uh-huh.
And it looks really kiddish. And he was like, I'm not sure what to think. And I was like, all right, so we got to check that out this week, at least an episode.
Yeah, write it down on my list.
You did last time. I think you just, you're like, man, not doing that.
Or I was like, I don't know what that is.
Why do I have silence written down? What's movie of the week?
I wrote Senen.
Idiot.
Yep.
What else you see? Do you got a lot more?
A few.
Okay. You got Blade. 10
nope.
out of 10.
Nope, didn't watch it.
What?
Just didn't want to.
Okay, well, you got it right there. So
yeah, it's yours.
Take it back home. It's not mine. Not mine.
Freddy versus Jason.
You said that last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Freddy versus Jason is dope.
Did I have stuff written from last week? Did I talk about Apocalypto?
Apocalypto, yes, you did.
Wow. These are just old. Sorry, here, let me just scrape this off
here. Yeah, because Freddy versus Jason, Yeah, you definitely did, because I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch that when I get done with all the Friday the 13th and the Nightmares. That was my culmination.
I watched it, like, lately.
I don't know. You want to
talk? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's not bad. There's parts that are sick. No, dude,
Freddy,
that fight.
Courtney hates Freddy.
Really?
She was like, what a monster. Well, because she found out, like, what Freddy is.
A child molester.
A child molester, you fucking murderer. Yeah. She's like, wait, so he just rapes and murders kids? I'm like, that's his thing.
Yeah.
And then they burned him alive for it, and he's back in their dreams to haunt their dreams. She's like... So he tries to rape and murder them in their dreams? I'm like, yeah, kind of.
A beloved character.
Beloved character.
So weird.
The worst kind of monster.
Yeah.
Like a creepy guy in the neighborhood that rapes and murders kids.
And then the town killed, and now he's back in their dreams.
Yep.
Oh.
It's the worst nightmare you could think of as a person.
New nightmare. Wes Craven. Dude, you know Wes Craven did the fucking first Swamp Thing movie?
No.
I'm about to fucking bump that shit, bro.
I don't
bro.
Think you should.
It's probably bad, but I'm reading a lot of Swamp Thing, dude. It's tight.
Yeah, I know it's tight, but I don't think that the movies do it justice.
No.
No. No one mentions Swamp Thing,
Saga
the movie.
Saga of the Swamp Thing, though, was written to, like, bump up the sales. Mm. Because they're like, oh, shit, people are going to go see this movie and want to read Swamp Thing. We better write something cool.
And they wrote something cool.
And then that movie didn't do well. Then there's Return of Swamp Thing with fucking Heather Locklear. And their remake, they just aired the first episode. Wait, no, it airs this month. May 31st of the new Swamp Thing series on DC Network only. Bunch of bitches. $75 a year. Which ain't much.
You shouldn't be more than Xbox Live for DC Universe.
What do you mean?
You should be $60 a year for that service.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's 6.25 cents. $6.25 for a month, if you break it down.
Oh, that's what it breaks to?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, you're right. $5 a month would be sick. But they have all the Batman animated series, every Batman ever made, like fucking all that. There's a lot of shit. And they're pumping out new content.
I hate that now.
Didn't you see that fucking, like,
what?
Teen Titans show?
See what?
Teen Titans show, the trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, fuck Batman.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's on that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That, I mean, yeah. I mean, I can't get them all, dude. I can't get them all.
Mm.
I'm not getting the DC one
it's
ever.
Like Pokemon.
Can't catch them all.
Can't catch them all. Don't have enough money in my wallet to catch them all.
I'll be in about 50, 60 a month in fucking subscriptions.
Broke a ball. Ugh, can't catch an app.
Damn it. Oh, it just falls on the grounds and turns to powder.
Yeah. Now my girlfriend's mad at me.
It's just two pennies. Damn it.
Son of a... Is that enough?
Honey, pick them up.
No? All right.
Someone said that they want to eradicate the penny just because there's no... purpose for it.
They better start rounding up on change then, motherfuckers.
Dude, I was like, there's a lot of pennies out there.
Dude, I roll my shit.
Yeah.
I'll fucking...
They said that's worthless.
It's worth
not.
A dollar.
It's worth a buck.
If you roll two.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
It's a heavy way to spend money.
About to say, if you roll two, oh my God.
Could you imagine, like, paying for a TV with pennies? Forget it.
God, no.
Bring it back.
Hey, I have all these rolled. They're like...
Best Buy goes... whoever's filming, you're not allowed to film in here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
We have a law.
With your punk bullshit.
What else you see?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, let's hop into Test of Tony. We watched Transformers, right?
You kind of... Yeah, and we watched Bumblebee, and then you're like, dude, I think you should watch Transformers again, dude.
I enjoyed it. I watched it on Blu-ray, though, like a rich person, and I don't know how you saw it.
I saw it on... It's good rip. Good rip. Pretty good rip. HD.
HD rip from a DVD, bruh.
Dude, some of it looks like dog shit.
Yeah, I know. You should check out the Blu-ray. It looks awesome.
No.
Living in fucking paradise
over
here.
You can't make shitty CGI look better on Blu-ray.
No, actually, it's weird. Like, I felt like the CGI... There are parts where the CGI looks worse than the DVD because you can see it better. But, like, all the graininess, because that movie is grainy as all balls.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Michael Bay was putting fucking 19 filters on that shit.
Oh, yeah. I was literally like... I feel dusty watching it.
He's like, can someone up the luxe on this shot. I need it to really pop.
What's Lux?
That's like when you hit like the sun on the Instagram and it like everything gets super vibrant.
Right, right, right.
Because that's how everything in that movie is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
son of a bitch.
That was a hard part. Shia is awesome in it, though.
Oh, my God.
Did you notice that Megan Fox, whenever she responds to something, she does this weird, like, blinky thing with her eye to make herself look like an asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, that was cool, Sam. And he's like, no, it wasn't. I'm being chased by my car. I gotta go.
Fucking farting a bit.
Yeah, or, like, trying to just think of words, and it's really hard. Like, your nose starts
your
bleeding.
Line is in 3, 2, 1. She's like, what?
Yeah. Ugh. Well, it's part of her character. Like, I'm like, I mean, it was funny the first time that it happens 2 more times. I'm
like, she's supposed to be almost like, I didn't want anything to do with this.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't know. She's, dude, and her name is like a fucking, like, what is that called? Like, a foreshadowing of Michael Bay. Her name's like Michaela Bayman.
What?
Yeah. Her name's like Michaela. It's Michaela.
Michaela, yeah, you're right
but
with
something
that.
Something Bay, like Bay. Like, it's literally like Michael Bay. The fucker just put his name.
Baines. Michaela Baines.
Pretty much Michael Bay.
Michaela Baines, Michael Bay.
Yeah, and her fucking tummy is a bigger star in the movie than her.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
And honestly, Shia's fucking hilarious. Like, him and Mojo. And
he's
like,
great.
That's enough, crackhead.
Shia, like, and the parents are really good in it, but the Sector 7 stuff is really played.
It's rough.
Some of it's all right, but most of it's pretty played.
Also, the throwaway tech blonde girl that's the blonde version of Megan Fox with John Voight.
Do you remember
in the vault?
What movie she's from? Man-Thing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That
the swamp
bee pile of shit.
The swamp thing, Marvel.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
that
her,
was
man.
A rough one.
Yeah, she's not good in it.
New.
wait,
I liked, what's his name, Anthony Anderson? Like the dude who's like eating all the donuts, and he's like, I ate the whole dish.
Also, Josh Duhamel. Duhamel? Is it Duhamel?
Yeah.
That's a weird way to... Okay, yeah. Captain Lennox, he's awesome in it.
He's a very, like... Go get him, tough guy.
I enjoyed him more than most things.
I like
in that movie,
and I even like the first encounter in the desert.
Also, hold on. Do you remember Jessica Jones?
Yeah,
the blonde girl in that—that's her too. That's Trish Walker.
Oh, okay.
That's why she goes in and out of Australian accent in Jessica Jones because she's Australian and she sucks. She's actually good in Transformers though. I like her.
Okay, yeah. I mean, she's all right.
She's tolerable in Transformers.
She's more confident and tolerable than the other lead.
Jesus Christ,
they don't write chicks well at all.
Michael Bay, I feel like, is a lot to do with that.
I think he's like, you could trim that down.
Because he had nothing to do with Bumblebee, and she was a lot more better and looked realer and stuff like that.
Yeah, three-dimensional.
Are you drinking iced coffee?
It is.
Did you make it?
So, I got a McDonald's iced coffee because I was kind of crashing earlier today, a little sleepy. But then I was like, light French vanilla in there, you bitches.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and they were like, oh, did you mean the one that's fat-free with just a bunch of stevia? Yeah. We're still going to make it white.
Yeah.
Because they put so much in. So, I could barely drink it. So, I went home.
Cut it with real coffee.
Cut it with real.
Yeah.
Now it's good to go.
Do you have a nice coffee maker yet?
No.
The little pitcher?
Mm-mm.
You should get one, dude.
I've been doing just warm coffees. Really strong, dude.
So do I, yeah.
Real strong.
I've been doing like 2 dayers. Make a 12 pot and then fucking just let that sit shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking get it the next day, too.
Dang, dude.
I know, it's sick. Not dude, looking at anyone that drinks coffee.
70, it's going to be like, it's about a week.
No. I don't do 2 and 3 days anymore. I try to get through because I'm like, damn, that's wasteful as fuck, you know? Yesterday, I drank 12 cups of coffee and one of these fucking water bottles full of fucking caffeine.
What did you have to do?
Huh? I watched a lot of Ultraman, which I forgot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on episode 10.
Worthy? Or
dude,
or
it's
getting
tight.
Through it. Okay.
It is tight.
A lot of cool stuff.
So sick.
Should I watch it?
Wait, you haven't seen any of it?
I've watched one episode.
Yeah, it's a slow burn for the first 3, and then like after that, you're in it.
Oh.
It's tight, dude.
Okay,
it's only
I was
20,
afraid it was going to wither into...
It's 22 minutes an episode, so you
character
can,
bullshit.
You can get... There's a decent amount, but it's actually good.
All right.
It's sick, and I would recommend not watching it in English.
Okay.
Yeah, because...
I can do that.
It's another one of the... It's not as bad as Gantz, but it's close. And they swear in the subtitles, but not on screen. Like,
okay.
They're like, holy shit, we're screwed, and you're, Like, that's all that's all you hear from the, like, English version of it. I'm like, that's weird. Why are they pulling? They made it TV-14, but the Japanese made it, like, R.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. And right now, I give it, like, a fucking 8. Like, it's tight, dude. There's Ultraman spoilers.
All right, calm down.
Dude, it's...
All right, you don't... What are you, gonna bust through the table?
Got swords!
I haven't seen you that excited about anything ever, I don't think.
No, I'm just fucking cracked out on
to
Red
see
Bull
you
right
fucking,
now.
Like, excited is a weird,
no,
rare thing.
No, I'm just caffeined up, dude. Had a lot of coffee.
As much as I'm, like,
Red
down
Bulls.
A lot, it's hard to see you get excited.
What do you mean?
I don't think you have excitement that much.
No, dude, I do. More than you'll ever know.
Oh, okay. So not showing it is not a good... Oh, I'm extremely excited and happy, but I don't show anyone.
I'm happy all the time, then I just get pumped on shit. I'm like, dude, this is so sick.
I guess you don't get pumped on me, though. On me.
You're an old dusty toy, dude.
Oh, my God!
I got this
Andy,
new,
you piece of shit.
I got this new fucking sick-ass Buzz Lightyear in
what
front of me.
What the fuck? And I'm Woody?
Yeah, look at his wings, dude. You got fucking some goofy-ass...
What's
ass,
your Woody? What's your Buzz, I mean?
Goofy-ass... Ultraman, obviously.
Oh, dude. I thought I was cool still.
You are, dude.
I'd call my dad and have him hang out with me.
You're my favorite toy.
I can make him tell me I'm cool.
Yeah, that's true. He has to.
Yeah, same.
Contractually obliged.
Yeah.
Okay, so Transformers. So yeah, I give it like a 7.5. It still is way enjoyable, and the CG is dope. There's a lot of fucking sick shots of like all the Transformers and shit like that. I hate the whole like we're kind of thuggish and shit.
Oh my,
that was dumb,
dude.
And that's a real Michael Bay move to do.
I think off the rip, they should have just tried to be. And it's so easy to say, yo, you should have gone the route of Bumblebee with the design of all your Transformers from 9 years ago.
What
dummy.
Do you mean?
Because all the Transformers in Bumblebee look the shape and the look that I wish all the Transformers did in the original Transformers.
They still look cool, though.
Optimus looks pretty legit.
Bumblebee looks cool. Bumblebee, that was his design.
That was his whole design.
Yeah, so I was about to say they nailed it on that one for you.
The others, though, dude, are just like... I think Ratchet looks amazing, and
Ratchet's
they don't show
cool.
him that much.
No, they don't.
Because he's got like the black bars with the bright yellow. Like, I think that looks dope. Also, some of the small machines were cool as fuck.
Yeah, Starscream
the
was cool.
Mountain Dew one.
Yeah.
The Xbox.
The tank one was sick. That one was tight.
That's what I'll say. Is like the throwaways were almost like better.
Yeah, I agree. And it's
the
weird.
The claw thing, too, on the highway.
Yeah, that was
that
rad.
Thing was dope as fuck. It was huge and like it died quick.
I'm about to say, dude, fucking next week we got a lot more
dude,
coming.
Dude, Starscream looks like a fucking pile of shit. That big dumb upwards upside down triangle of a
it's rough.
It's a rough look.
Megatron looks tight.
Megatron looks cool. Then he gets tank treads out of nowhere.
I don't remember that.
So in Revenge of the Fallen, I've already started it. I'm like 10 minutes in.
Oh, you bitch.
It's okay.
What, how are you watching this?
But I watch them all. I have them all.
Sick rips?
No, dude, fucking YouTube TV.
Oh, wait, did you...
Was, you can watch anything.
But was YouTube... Did they have Transformers, or did you download that?
No, YouTube had it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then that's 1080p.
It was like a rip of a channel, so I don't know what it would be. HD. You know what I'm saying? So it's a stream of a channel recording.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. It's probably not 4K, that's for sure.
Well, you don't have a 4K player, so it's okay.
But I got 4K TV.
It doesn't matter if you
really?
Don't have a 4K player, yeah.
If you're streaming content... Oh, yeah,
does
I guess
not,
through
the, yeah, cause
the... But I got an HDMI that's 4K.
Doesn't matter. Is your Xbox One 4K? Oh, is your PlayStation 4K?
I feel like I'm really shammed on 4K. That's a garbage train wreck.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You know, if you don't have the right cable, it won't run 4K?
Yes. They have 4K HDMIs.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, you have to have a 4K everything to run...
I'm running DVI-D.
To run 4K, yeah. Like, you have to have a PlayStation Pro or an Xbox One X, I think they
so
are.
So stupid.
All the new shit
Did
will be
all 4K.
Did you
hear about Google's fucking game thing?
No.
It's called like fucking like Google Scalia or something like that.
What an awful name.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous name. Or like Spakia. It's ridiculous. But it's weird, dude. Like Google wants to be able to let you play any game you want you see online instantly. And I'm not sure if it's on a tablet that they're going to build or if they mean like, oh, I saw a new Assassin's Creed YouTube and it'll say play on that YouTube video.
Stadia.
S-T-A-D-I-A. No idea what that means or why.
Yeah, either do I.
The Stadia.
That's so wait, so if you just see a game online, you can
you'd watch it. He talks about it. He's like, seeing the new Assassin's Creed trailer on YouTube, you'll have a play button at the bottom. You hit play within 3 seconds, you'll be linked into the game to play a demo. And I'm like, on what? My phone? Because that won't show me shit. Like, why? I don't understand what you want to be. Or if they mean we're going to build a portable console.
Okay, so the vertically integrated gaming platform will combine the entire industry under one roof, from developer and hosting to distribution and advertising, explained Phil Harrison, the head of the new service, during Stadia's announcement. If realized to its full potential, it will tear down barriers of entry to merge two pillars of the modern gaming industry, developers who create immersive digital worlds and fans who visit YouTube to stream or watch Fortnite. This is weird.
To like watch... It's weird, man. I don't know what the fuck the goal is.
The worlds of watching and playing a game converge into a new generation game platform. Our vision for Stadia is simple. One place for all the ways we play. It's focused on gamers, inspired by developers, and amplified by YouTube developers.
What the fuck does that mean?
That is very convoluted.
What the fuck does that mean? Like, what do I watch this on? Do I have a controller?
Yeah.
Like, don't be an asshole and be like, you can play fucking Final Fantasy on your phone. Okay.
Okay, so like the Netflix of gaming, Stadia will offer users a library of games they can choose from and begin to play with just a click. No downloading or installing. So it's, yeah,
it
you're streaming.
It. Yeah.
Which has been proven to do awful for AAA titles that are like big now. Dude, when you buy a disc and I have to put it in and wait 4 hours to play it,
yep.
How the fuck are you going to stream this bitch?
Oh, what am I on a T1 fucking connection, like plugged into the wall?
At up to 4K resolution at 60 frames per second.
Oh, yeah. You're getting 60 FPS on my phone.
At launch and with 8K at 120 frames per second available sometime in the future.
Oh, perfect. What, in 2029?
I'm about to say, this sounds like another one of those. What was that game that you're so pumped about where you could fly around the galaxy?
I've been playing it again, No Man's Sky.
Yeah, because they fixed it and actually made the whole game. So that's what that sounds like.
Dude, I have no clue what they're even babbling about.
Yeah, I don't
know
either.
It was very like, I was like, Google.
It seems convoluted.
You sound like you're Googling around too much.
Yeah.
You're being a real Google.
Back to fucking Transformers.
Transformers, man, I can't get past how shitty so many bits of it are.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many quick, funny bits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a fucking, like, there's a couple really funny pieces. The parents and Shia are incredible.
Yeah.
Even the fucking soldiers in the desert, when he's like, left cheek, left cheek.
Josie
like,
loved that part.
I love
and
that
I was
part,
like,
too. I don't know why.
That's cheese as hell.
It is cheese, but it's... I don't know why that one resonates, but it does.
Bernie Mac's awesome.
Oh,
full
dude.
Thousand.
Everything that he says is funny.
Yeah.
He's like, bitch, I'm coming.
His laugh.
That's my mom over there. Yeah. And then he's like, bitch, I'll bash you in the head.
Yeah.
Dude, he's very funny.
He's good,
like,
man.
He's like, get out of the car. He's like, no, that's it. Car chooses he's, driver, not cheap-ass dad.
Yeah, he's like sometimes cars choose cheap-ass dads. Driver with a cheap-ass dad. Yeah, he's good in it. I liked his little appearance. That was like the perfect role for him.
That was good. I hated a lot of it, but I didn't, like, it's not that I didn't love, I love Optimus's voice. I like the idea
the original,
of it.
Yeah. The original Optimus.
I love the idea of the whole movie, like the idea that, you know, they're looking for something that they lost and it can help rebuild their world because it creates fucking mm-hmm. organisms out of machines. Yeah, it's great.
The
cool.
Allspark.
But man, you know where it goes from there in terms of the movies. So
yeah, Dark of the Moon's third, Revenge of the Fallen second, correct?
Revenge is second.
Okay. Just making sure you're right on that because you're like, watch the third
No, I
one.
Looked chronologically. Mm-hmm. You can watch them and they are different, which is kind of crazy.
How do you mean?
If you type in Transformers chronological, it has you watching them in like a little bit of a different flow.
Oh, yeah, because Bumblebee came first?
Yeah, obviously. Obviously.
I don't understand what you mean. You mean like the Mark Wahlbergs are fucking not?
Look it up, dude.
Oh, so Age of Extinction, Last Night, and then Revenge of the Fallen.
Yep.
So Dark of the Moon is technically the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold
Isn't
on.
That crazy?
Transformers the movie, like from 1986,
yeah.
The cartoon,
yeah,
where Optimus dies, that one.
Yeah, that then horrifying movie.
Then you got Bumblebee, then Transformers Dark of the Moon, then Age of Extinction, then Last Night, then Revenge of the Fallen. That's weird.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So Revenge of the Fallen's the culmination of all of them?
I guess. In that way, that's crazy.
Wait, no, it says definitively ranked, not order.
Well... I thought I looked up chronological. I typed in the word chronological Transformers movies.
Now for the Bay movies, I would highly suggest watching them in order. Man, you are full of fake news.
What am I talking about?
God. You might be right on the Mark Wahlberg ones, but I think his actually do go in an order, because Shy is in all of them.
I don't know, dude.
Okay. Anyways, what do you give Transformers?
Like a 4 out of 10.
4?
It's a pile of shit.
You're a pile of shit.
No, it is. It's a convoluted pile of shit.
I think a 7 is nice.
Yeah, nice. But I think you have outside influence.
You have outside influence. Not at all. I like Transformers movie. When I first saw that, and you did, you're like, it was amazing.
Cooks you a steak. Loves it.
True, she likes it a lot, but she likes all of them. I don't know if I like all of them. I haven't seen fucking...
How could you like all of them?
I don't know if I've seen Rise of the... I mean, I dig them enough to watch them just because they have cool CGI.
I put them on in the background while I'm vacuuming.
But like, I haven't seen Revenge of the Fallen or... What was the one after that? Dark of the Moon, and I can't tell you how
I don't even know what the fuck Dark of the Moon does or what's happening in it.
I can't remember.
Are they bringing pieces of... Cybertron?
No, I think that's like the Last Night or the first Marky Mark movie. I can't remember,
what
though.
What the fuck happens in
We're
Dark
watching
of the Moon?
Them all, though.
What?
I'm kidding.
Who is?
All right, so what's happening? Movie of the week. We watched Pathfinder with your boy, Carl Urban.
I watched the movie personally. And I think it was a little messed up, the DVD you gave me, because it was in half speed. It was weird.
What?
The whole movie was in half speed.
Oh, no, it is crazy. A lot of slow-mo.
No, no, no. I think the whole film is literally half fucking speed. This movie lives in slow-mo. Dude's over there like fucking picking up a stick, and it's like, it's retarded. Oh, dude. It's retarded. It's fucked, bro.
I was like, he's not going for
this movie is fucked, man.
Slam dunk.
It's unwatchable.
It. What? You're crazy.
It's a pile of shit.
You're nuts.
Dude, cool costumes. Beautiful scenery. Awesome fucking environments and like the feel of everyone. Like, Vikings seem dope as fuck in that film.
They were sick looking.
Dope. Dude, they all speak Scandinavian. Badass. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's great.
Did you notice the main Viking was the dude from Punisher? Like, he was the general in Punisher. It's this guy. You can't see his face in the, but you know him.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was the main Viking. I was like, damn, that dude looked Starship Troopers. He was that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know who you mean now, but I was like, yeah, I didn't notice it. Fuck me, man. The action, it's weird. There's like one out of seven things look cool. Like, of the gore, of the violence, of the action. I'm like, fuck, that was dope. And then seven other things, I'm like, holy dog shit. It was, dude, I had a rough time with it. I just thought it was a fucking foggy,
it was
slowed
foggy.
Down,
yeah,
weird, atmospheric, confusing story. That with, oh my God. This movie was just didn't know what the fuck it was doing with itself. There was not much to the character. Keith Urban or Carl Urban.
Carl, dude.
Carl Urban should have just...
Carl.
Carl.
Carl. God, dude. Get off his ass.
He didn't do much.
He wasn't bad.
He wasn't the worst. He was better in Doom.
You mean Dredd?
He was in Doom, too.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
He was with The Rock.
He was Dredd.
Like Deathbringer.
He was Dredd. He was Bones.
Bones, yeah. Dude, he's an awesome actor. I don't know. What did you love about it, dude? I'm very curious. Like, you liked Vikings.
Yeah.
Continue.
I like the swordplay. The slowdown swordplay. I saw a lot of it. I knew what was happening.
Was barely even people connecting swords. It was more like, sword connect. Stab you in the throat. Get up and run. Jump off a mountain. Climb the mountain. Jump off the mountain. Climb it.
There was a lot of that. I'll give you.
I get it. They're making a path.
Okay.
They were the pathfinders, by the way. They were trying to find a new path for themselves.
No, he was the pathfinder.
And he leads them to their deaths. Yeah.
And then she becomes the pathfinder, the daughter.
Oh, son of a bitch.
What do you give it?
Ah, fucking hot three.
Okay.
I won't watch that again.
I give it a six.
You liked it a lot.
I dig Pathfinder. I think it's a sick movie.
No music.
No.
Nothing
dude,
to fucking go
that's why
go
it's tight.
Off.
Just silence, man.
No, it's just fog. A
lot of clinking, clacking.
Dude, also, it was night. It felt like they were in the North Pole. It was nighttime, 19 hours a day there.
Yeah.
Mother of God.
Oh, Ripley's barking.
They did not. They just did not fucking film that well, in my opinion. None of the shit, like, did well. It was all, like, great.
There's some tight shit in there,
you
dude.
You just can't defend it too strong.
No, I mean, like, okay.
When you love something, you'll be like, fuck you, fat bro. And you're kind of like, nah, I get it.
I don't know. I do understand where your discrepancies are, but, like, I didn't mind,
you
like, the half speed
perturbed.
And shit. Yeah, I didn't mind the half speed and stuff. I got nowhere to be.
I was literally like, you know? Oh, they're on this rope just slow dangling.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was, like, decent. They reminded me a lot of Ninja Assassin, although I will give Ninja Assassin a lot higher of a
I
score.
Would, yeah.
Yeah. But like, okay,
kudos,
I'll give Pathfinder a five then.
It's up to, dude, I'm not trying to like lower
well, you're
yours.
Doing it.
What? Oh, by bringing up the truth.
Yeah, the hard
that's
truth.
That's they call me Tony the Truth, dude. Tony the Truth Tiger.
Yeah, that's it.
Rawr.
He's a dick. All right, so next week we're going to be watching
I'm not a dick.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen and Silence. Is it called The Silence or
the
Silence?
The Silence.
The Silence, that's Netflix.
Silence is with, what's his name, the... He plays
wow,
Anakin.
What?
There's a movie that Martin Scorsese did called
yeah,
Silence.
Yeah. That's probably what they're hoping people get confused about. No, this one's with Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, Stanley Tucci's in it, the old Tucci.
And most of the cast from Sabrina. So looking forward to that.
Tucci Ducci, yeah.
Did you watch the second season of Sabrina
no,
yet?
No. Okay. Uh-uh.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
to save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.